This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Not sin got me in. Once again, calling my daddy with dust in the baggie. Woo! Billy Strings.
God, is it really?
Yeah.
He lost weight, old Billy Strings. He's pretty good.
He was looking like Mama Cass Elliott for a while. God. Not in like size, that quite that size, but.
I don't know if he's on this song, but he did a lot with Chris Thiele, the famous mandolin player.
Mandolin.
Yeah.
Mandolin?
Which I tried to play years and years ago.
Really?
It's too little. A little bit of guitar.
You should get a full-size mandolin.
My fingers are too big.
I'm You'd have to lay a stand-up bass across your lap, wouldn't you?
You talk about a four-string guitar? Is there anybody that's played it overhanded? I don't think it's possible.
I always loved the way MCA from Beastie Boys played. He held it up real high on his shoulder and would play it like way up here. But then You had the opposite of that with Gene Simmons, who'd hold it real low, especially on what is the one song? I'm not a big fan of theirs, but the one song. They're one? Dropping innuendos about sex, clearly. I can't remember.
It's not Lick It Up.
Love
it?
Gun? I was made to love you. I want to make love. I can't remember.
Anyway. All I want to do is make love to you?
No, that wasn't them. Anyway, he's just sitting there playing that bass like that. But then the imagine playing steel guitar. Like, that sounds so good. But there's no way to be like, have charisma doing it. Because you're just sitting there at a little, tiny, little table.
Was it, who had it real low? Was it Flea that had it real low?
On his guitar?
Yeah, so like.
Yeah, he would also play it like that. Also, Fieldy's got that kind of odd kind of grip on it too.
Like his was kind of like 11 o'clock looking straight up.
Yeah.
But if Flea would play it with his nuts out though.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe a sock.
Like, hang on, buddy. Like, you don't have to be naked all the time. How weird that would be.
I mean, especially if you like work on the stage, like. You're one of the stagehands. It's like you're just sitting there just looking at them sweaty asses all day.
What if everybody started doing a river dance or Celtic woman? They were all naked. It's every one of them. Like, this is weird.
You know, again, it's got to be tough coming to this country. Oh, I love the Boston Celtics. Nope. That's the Celtics.
What if Charlie Daniels walked out butt naked, God rest his soul?
Jesus Christ. What if?
You wouldn't know how to...
He'd probably say, son of a bitch, that night. And the devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah, you know he mixed it up. He'd say SOB one night. He'd say MF-er the other night.
He didn't. Deny, I was so
CS-er.
Disappointed. He said, you son of a gun. I was like, oh, come on. It's New Year's Eve. I'm watching you, Charlie Daniels, perform, and you just went the PG route. Okay, let's do this email, because we did tell the guy we'd do it in the 8 o'clock hour. He could listen to everybody's responses.
Yeah, I felt like giving some help.
I do have to correct it as I go, because there is some, not misspellings, but something such as.
You're that person.
You can always email us, theriseguys@aol.com, and you can feel free to call in and help this feller out, 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone line. You can also text that same number. I like calls, but if you want to text, you can. That's
do
fine.
What you want. Same number.
Hey, Rise Guys. First off, I've listened for 10-plus years, and I enjoy the show very much. It's one of the bright spots of my day. First off, God.
Like, I feel better already.
Yeah, but that's like, I want you to do more.
I
appreciate the compliment, but gosh.
I want to enjoy being a bright spot for a little bit.
I know, but that it's touching, but at the same time, like, God.
Yeah, it tugs at you. It's like the ones that say, well, you guys aren't there. I don't know what to do.
I know Matt Man, misspelled, by the way, M-A-T-M-A-N, like Batman. No. Two T's. I know Matt Man is going to say, I wish that I would call in, but I can't because I'm afraid PPL, I love, no one writes people anymore, it's all PPL, would recognize my voice. I told a friend, and he kind of busted my ass about this. Here goes. I love my wife. Oh, boy, when you start off with that.
Here it comes.
It's like when you see the bumper sticker. You cheated.
Are you the same Facebook account?
You cheated. I love my wife. Anyway. I love my wife. We have been married for 4 years and no kids. Yes, she is my best friend. We are close and tell each other everything, except I've not told her this.
Oh, who's going to tell us?
She has started going to the bathroom in front of me. What? And I don't mean what you think.
Like they'd be in the store and she'd just go?
That's what I was thinking, right? It's like she just dropped trowel right there at the Walmart. It's not what you think. We have a master bath where you walk into the bathroom and walk through to go to the closet. I had one just like that, and that was bothersome.
Especially if you have guests.
It messes up the breezeway, too. If you're in the shower, you got like a warm, foggy, humidity-filled room, and somebody opens that door and it all whisks out and you get out and your nipples are rock hard and you cut glass. I hated it. So anyway, we have a master bath where you can walk into the bathroom and then walk through into the closet. And if I'm in there dressing or taking a shower, she has started coming in there going number two while I'm in the room.
Oh, no.
First time I went, and she says, they don't smell, which is usually true, but it takes all elements of her being sexual to me when I am in the shower thinking things are about to go down, and all I hear is, aren't. This, what do you think? A-R-R-R-R-R-N-T. What would you say? Aren't.
Aren't.
Sounding like a trumpet in there. No, it doesn't stink, but I feel like we have another bathroom downstairs. Why not go down there instead of doing it right in front of me? And before anyone asks, no, she does not have any health implications that cause her to go to the bathroom a lot. How do I tell her that this bothers me without... I have to reword this real hard. Sounding like a complete wuss, and she doesn't think feminine things about him. God, people are awful in these emails.
Things.
Like, you better hope that the government's not reading your emails, what you just called yourself. Anyway, he's anonymous. So the picture painted is they're so close, which.
I mean, at this point, too close.
There's just stuff that you, everything doesn't have to be together. I think that's something that can end up biting you in the ass down the road where you've never had anyone to talk to outside of that person. And then so that, you stay in that one realm. You also don't have any friends. That means there's got to be equal balance with that, you know?
Yeah. But
chances are, what I've noticed, the women will have more friends than the men. And the men will then become friends with those ladies' husbands. And then if their relationship ends, you'll never see those guys again.
That's the Mulaney joke. He's like, you don't have friends. Your wife has friends who have husbands.
Yes. Very true.
You can't dump everything on each other, you know, like a better term.
I get your pun.
Like, you can't do it. You have to have those outside people. This is going to come back and bite them, just like you said, because it's going to be a bone of contention when they argue. It's like, well, I don't like you, you know, taking a dump in front of me.
Yeah, and maybe not even like the door open or anything, but, you know.
Plus, that is a relationship killer. Any kind of intimacy or privacy when that's gone, where you literally have no privacy, nothing's left to I'm not saying you wonder about your partner, you know, going to the bathroom or not, but when you leave nothing to the imagination or like stuff you don't even think about, like when that's all lumped in and thrown in there, there's nothing.
And isn't it odd that it would, like, if you just asked me about that, I would say, oh, it's probably the opposite. Like, women probably complain more about dudes coming in doing something like that because it would be more the guy. Like, she's, I don't want to say wearing the pants because both, you know, men and women both wear pants now. Usually, you can't even say that anymore. Women wear the pants. I've never seen Kamala wearing pants. I mean, wearing a dress.
God, I don't think I have either.
So whatever.
You ever seen Fitterman wear a suit, though? It works both ways.
You know what? It's rare to see you not wearing shorts, so you can't say anything about him.
You know what?
You're Fatterman.
I got shorts on.
I know.
Yeah, like, it's...
I do want to say the phone numbers, though, because we are pageless today. That means The voice of the women. Y'all love when I say that. The voice of that one gender. And, like, are Fatboy and I wrong? Because, you know, if you're that close, does it really matter? And then, you know, this text right here, I got to clean this one up too. And that's fine. I don't mind doing it. Basically saying sex is so intimate. So you're like there completely naked, vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. Why would you care about that?
You know, that plays into the whole, there's a lot to do with this.
I think that's what he's saying, though. He's like, if I'm taking a shower and I think we're about to go to Pound Town, and then I hear she's in there on the toilet. It's mind over matter.
There are a lot of points. I mean, there are a lot of questions with this to come back to. That being a big part of it, what you just mentioned, the songs, sex part of
sex.
Like that, the way they go together and they don't go together.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no boundaries. When a boundary is blurred, it blurs other boundaries, if that makes sense. I can explain it, but...
No, I think this one right here sums it up. So are you guys saying that if you... I don't know if I can read this or not.
You got to read it.
It's on you, though, if it needs to be dumped.
Is it something that's got to... Well, okay.
It's basically saying if you're being intimate right now and she broke wind on you, do you keep going? Is that Kid Glovey enough?
That was pretty Kid Glovey. I like that. That was a nice recovery.
Sorry, Blinking Rocks.
That's where it blurs the other boundaries. If this is already going on over here.
Okay, let's put it in this way. Let's say, could you have think of the best sex you've ever had in your life with the hottest guy or the hottest girl, whatever your choosing is, but you're in the seediest, nastiest, stinkinest hotel. It's right. It's all the elements combined. And some of you go, say, dude, I don't care. I can do it anywhere.
There's no way.
Bullcrap. Bullcrap.
Such a liar.
I had one throw up on me one time a week. You're gross. You're gross. You're gross. Quit texting in. I'm banning you right now. Your call's next. I won't ban you, though. 1-800-775. I don't even have that. To be honest with you, I don't have the permissions to do that.
No, I'll let you do it.
1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn. Touch base with us. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, I'm not going to read the entire email again because I can't remember the way I paraphrased the last part, but
it was good.
This guy emailed in. He's anonymous, and his wife is his best friend. He's like, we could not be any closer. In fact, gotten to the point now where, and you know, he said, Matt, I know you're going to wish that I'd called in because you're going to have more questions. One of them being like, does she full on fart in front of you, or like even like try to make it comical, like, you know, you're asleep, she comes over and cracks one on your head, or
oh god,
man. Maybe says, hey honey, crack my back for me, and she ends up whomping one right on the belly or something.
She's getting you with the old back crack trick.
How close can you get? Is that too close? She's now coming in while he's taking a shower and going to the bathroom, women sit down for both. She's taking a dump, and he's like, you know what, I've mentioned this to her. She's like, oh, they don't stay.
You assume they sit down for both.
Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous and everyone else, Evelyn and others, please stay on hold. Anonymous, good morning. You were first.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, female Anonymous, how are you? Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. 828, you never know. So listen, what were you going to say? You were going to make a comment on this email.
Oh, well, when me and my fiance were doing it, I farted, and he said that it vibrated his balls, and he liked it.
He disappeared.
I'm over here. I'm in the floor.
Oh, my God. See, that speaks to the other point. When you get like that, when you have a woman who's, look, I love her call, but like that's a little too forward in that situation. Like when you're with a woman, she shouldn't be as much of a dude as you are when it comes to that, right?
You know,
wouldn't think so.
Remember our mutual friend that his girl was way into football more than him, to the point where it was.
Yeah, she started
annoying.
She became to know more about it than he would.
Yeah, and she would try to. She talked down to him in front of us about it was.
She was
not that
it.
That's wrong. I mean, that sounds like sexist, but it's like she took his hobby and made him hate it. It was very strange. They're still together, but.
Yeah, they are, but that was a big hurdle they had to jump past.
It was very, very strange. All right. Well, thank you for that call, Anonymous.
That's going to turn into a thing now.
Let's go to Evelyn. Evelyn. I wonder if it's the Evelyn. Evelyn?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Evelyn, you're not going to say anything like that, are you?
No, but I do agree with her.
Oh, wait a minute. Mary. Wow.
My God. It happens more than we knew. Wow. Do you think he's just being nice because he wants to get his, or is it just because it's like, ooh?
I mean, you never know, honestly.
Right. Wow.
But yeah. I've been in almost a four-year relationship with my old man, and when he's in the bathroom, I don't go in there. That's like a no.
Yeah. Right. And even if he's taking the shower and you've got to go, like maybe you go to another one or maybe wait.
I do.
Yeah.
I go to the downstairs.
It's like... It's fine to be close, but like there's certain.
Yeah, that's too close.
There's boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And that's one that we don't cross. Like, no, that's just nasty.
Yeah, that's. But the other thing, though, like, gosh,
wow.
Do you both laugh and just keep continuing to pound away, or is it? Go ahead.
It's never really happened with me and mine.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Here's hoping, though.
Here's hoping, maybe. Well, good luck with that on your quest to make that happen, and thank you for your call.
Oh,
Evelyn.
No.
You have a good morning. I think like, the way I laugh very violently, so I think that would hurt.
You would have to stop.
I would, because I'd start laughing like the way I shake when I laugh. Like, I don't know if that would feel good or bad.
You're like a Sibian.
Ow!
With a laugh.
Wow! Track. Quit laughing.
When you're the girl, and we've had these girls before that call in, and you do that as a prank, like as a joke.
Oh, no.
That's when it's too much.
Yep.
Like we'd have the one who's like, I'll go in and blow it up while he's in the shower, and then I'll lock the doors.
Well, we always talk about that party we were at, and there was a girlfriend of ours, just a friend that was a girl, and she was just like one of the boys, and she went and used the bathroom and just blew it up in there. A girl. And like, it was a smaller home, and the way that hallway drafted, she walked it back down to the living room with her with the drift. It was awful. And we all knew it was her, and you didn't want to say nothing because she was a woman, but if it was a man, we would be like, dude, what'd you eat, man? What?
You know what this turns into is, okay, like, you know, somebody will think it's funny, but then you'll have the situation to where the guy does it and his woman makes him leave the house to use his own bathroom.
Yep, yep.
He had to go to the gas station.
You would not do that the opposite. That would not be a gentleman thing to do.
Nutty said he'd go in the woods before he did it in front of his girlfriend. That's what he texted in.
Wow, Nutty.
At 800-774-0093.
Tell me on calls what we need to do.
I
can't see you to get hand gestures.
We got some separate situations going on there.
Oh.
But I think the general consensus is like this is way too close.
I guess whatever works, because you know, you get into them. I'll tell you a funny thing that I noticed, I looked this up. And so you'll probably think, well, Matt, you're a fool. You're naive. You should have realized this. I noticed on Tinder pictures that certain women would, if there were pictures of them on the beach, for instance, they would scratch, like they'd take the paint, you know, like you want to paint on a picture with your finger.
Yeah.
They would put scratch marks over their feet. And I'm like.
So you don't save them?
I was like, dude, they must have really effed up feet or like messed up toenails or bunions or something.
They don't want to give it away for free.
That's exactly what it was. I Googled it. Like, why would women do this? And they're like, well, a lot of women think that, like even celebrities now, they say when they release photos on social media or to the press or whatever they do, they cut out their feet because it's now the new boob shot.
Really is.
Oh, my God.
You can make so much money off of feet.
What a wild world we live
in. And situations, too, where they're like, hey, walk on cake or walk
in mud. My eyes are up here. I was looking at your feet.
Somebody texted in. I can't really say what they text, but.
Foul mouth people.
Yeah, yeah. They pretty much alluded to it.
We'd get along great.
They said if she'll do that in front of you, she could easily be talked into doing something else.
That is.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's. But again, everyone has their – it's a preference thing. Like, we want to use the word hate, But it's not. It's just a preference thing. And some of the kink, I will never in my life understand. But if that is what floats your boat,
that's another boundary.
It is. It's also just another like thing you got to find. Like, okay, I'm looking for a woman around my age, within this driving distance. I want her to have this education level. I don't want her to be a Trumper or not a Trumper. Yeah. But also, I want her to be able to let me do this. Like, so many things.
That's like, what's weird is if you get with somebody and it starts out that way and you become serious.
Yeah.
There are things you can't do when you become serious. Like, there are some acts that are just honestly disrespectful to even bring up when you're in a certain relationship.
But you shouldn't start, I think you shouldn't start off having a wild sex life and then it becomes tapered and you just like, all right, missionary, boom. Start off wild and you're like doing it outside and, you know, spontaneously, which is the best. Spontaneous stuff is the best.
Stuff like that you could probably do, but I'm like, when you get together and you like, you know, like, hey, let's do this, like,
right,
you shouldn't even be
things
asking.
That you have to Google to find out what they mean, and then you're like disgusted when you read it.
Yeah, or yeah. Things you'd rather see other people go through just because, you know, to see them suffer.
See, that is so weird too. That's like some of these kinks, I'm like, I want to say there's some mental illness with that, but that's not fair to say.
Like, why would you want to do that to somebody that, like, you care about?
Right? But then again, there's the other kink where you're a powerful business person and you want to be dominated because you are the dominator at work or wherever. You want someone to even out your soul.
That's the other thing, too. You got to kind of, when you're in the relationship, you got to kind of both come into it kind of on equal footing.
Yeah.
Like, one can't be, I don't think a real powerful business type woman could just meet with like some regular Joe.
Look at that top text. And I don't doubt it. I made 6 figures last year with my feet online. God, I hope you're a woman.
But the stuff they got to do, some of it.
But what, like, even if, like, does she not have to put her face in it? Like, if I was a woman with like halfway decent feet, are you kidding? Of course I would do that. What do you got to do? Like, eat with your feet? And
some of them want you to, like, you know, mix the feet in with certain like really gross stuff.
Well, that's sick. I mean, if I'm just up there doing like toe pictures and like picking up like dildos and stuff with my feet or whatever, I'd probably get arthritis doing that. But
you know what the worst thing is when you sell garments online? That is bull. That's gross.
You know, you do have to think about that. eBay did cut that out, and part of that was good because you talk about passing around diseases. Because y'all,
yes,
it's the same thing with game used uniforms. Do you know that they lose a little bit of intrinsic value if they're washed?
Oh, like, yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, with the jerseys and whatnot.
You want the sweaty jersey? I want to smell Tom Brady. What?
But when the fact that people were even offering this stuff of like, you know, let's just say, you know, they've been wearing it for a little bit, and they're like, God, what are we doing?
I know. But everything is fine. All right, we'll come back. We'll get some calls. If you're on hold, you're in. If you're not, 1-800-774-0093. Morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Normally this would sound weird if I say this, but I was thinking about this guy the other day. I was actually, somebody asked me about the gentleman. And I was like, God, what a story that was. I was like, I think we have his number, but we told him to call in from time to time.
Anytime.
And the guy who called us, what, 2-3 weeks ago now? 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it was a couple. Maybe no more than three, right?
The guy who watched himself die 3 times, but is still here on Earth with us, is Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
What is up?
The sky.
Nice.
And you were in it for a little bit.
You were floating. You can verify that for us.
I can, yes, I was.
Yeah, that's right. Man, you had so many people hear that and were so enamored with that, I guess is the best word. How you feeling?
Can I comment on what the conversation has been about?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me turn it
on. So, I will not allow a woman to visit me while I poop.
Okay.
But I will not mind. It wouldn't bother me then to go visit a woman while she's in the bathroom.
So,
if anything, I'll be laughing at her farts.
Okay.
Just walking in.
So and that's fine. I think farts, the fact that people now the smell and everything, well, that's one thing, but the fact that people get offended by it is like, are you like, that's one of the funniest things in the world.
But
like, it's just one of the funniest things.
Does the funny kind of wear off at a certain point? Depending on who it is.
We've been doing it for 22 years on the radio. No.
Talking
about it.
From a female's, like, you know, from my perspective, to a female, I would never want to hear that from a woman. Like, that's just the ultimate turnoff. I know Michael just did whatever he just
Michael
did.
Michael just did one into the phone, I think. Was that a poop, Michael?
Say what?
I don't know. There was a strange noise on the line. We thought you'd farted into the phone.
We thought you passed away again.
Yeah. You still
was. Oh, no, that was my window.
Oh, I see.
Is your mom late to work again?
No, I'm not at mom's job this morning.
Oh, okay.
Well, you gotta go to the doctor.
I'm going to a mental health person to make sure I'm off myself.
Oh, man.
Make sure what?
Make sure you keep that appointment, man. For real.
To make sure Michael?
I don't off myself.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. It's just, to me, nothing's wrong.
Oh, you're okay. I see what you're there. It's just a mental evaluation, in a sense.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You had me worried there for a minute, dude. I was like, man, you survived three times.
I'm glorious.
Yes. Okay. Good.
It's awesome.
Like you got something to do. So, you know what I mean? You've three times and you're back. So, well, good. Boy, you made my heart skip a beat there. You almost killed me, Michael.
Look, you got us going.
I mean, well, it's because you're soft, I guess.
Oh, look at that.
I love it. All right, my friend.
I'm not assuming you're soft. I'm just saying.
Well, you keep talking.
All right, Michael. Tell your mom we said, hey, that sounded weird, but I mean it. All right, thanks, Michael. Right. Have a good morning.
Tell her to show up on time to work.
Michael from the other side. He would not mind a woman visiting him. No, he would mind a woman visiting him while he did, but he would not mind visiting a woman while she did.
Yeah.
I have a fun story I could share, but that person listens.
Oh, no. They don't
know. You know it off there. It would be incredibly embarrassing, but I won't tell it.
They won't know it's them.
Yes, they will. No one ever in the world would have done something like that.
Are you sure it's not one of those "they'll know my voice" type situations?
No. It's someone who's autographed that wall 4 or 5 times, so we won't say it. Frequent guest on the show.
Yeah, there's
one of the funniest moments ever, but they would not particularly care that I'd said that. Now I certainly can't.
You can't get those boundaries back when there aren't any.
No.
You cross them.
No.
So the relationship is done.
No, it doesn't mean that it's done. You just got to find your equal kink. Not that it's a kink, but in a sense it's a kink.
I can't really speak on this as far as dating goes, but don't they say the most exciting part of a relationship is the newness of it, like the beginning of it? So when you want to keep that going as long as possible.
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything to foul it up, or like you don't want to get too close.
But when it's so comfortable, like not in that sense of going to the bathroom in front of each other or pull my finger, but when you're in a when you get like so what's the way I want to try to word this? When you become so, I don't know. This is going to sound very effeminate to probably say, but women have a better closeness with their friends than dudes have. Like,
yep.
I feel like they do, because guys always have this, you know, especially if it involves that of a female or something. My grandpa, a great example, he was Mr. Machismo, military. I should go to the doctor for this. Oh, I don't need to. I don't know. He's dead. And what he could have went to the doctor about could have saved his life. But he was, I don't need no doctor. Mental illness, another thing men struggle with, because they don't want to talk about it. But women don't give a damn. They will tell their girlfriend, listen, he can't get hard no more.
It is odd how they have that balance of sensitivity and brutal honesty. And they'll dole it out evenly.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But guys are always worried about, oh, man, my friend's going to bust my balls. And if you have that friendship where you can say that, that's good.
What happens if you show up in a group of guy friends and, you know, somebody starts crying for whatever reason? That's just awkward. And it's not even to a point where you could bust somebody's balls about it. You're like, I don't know what to do here.
I was drunk that night. And you tell me that's a sign if you've had a good drink. A good night of drinking. If somebody is squalling by the end of the night, and usually mine was always, I'd get sentimental about stuff, and I would start crying. Say, man, I love you, fat boy.
Maybe it's
I'm gonna pass out and eat his pancakes in about 5 seconds. At Perkins, rest in peace.
God,
that was actually an omelet.
You know, maybe it's just a friendship thing too. Like as far as people, maybe people see each other too much sometimes. Definitely in relationships.
Yeah. The longing, Jane Fonda.
Gets real hot and heavy real fast.
Yeah, but that you got to keep that. That's why I say don't start a relationship off being someone you're not truly. Like, don't dress differently. Don't start tanning, because you know what I mean.
That's like, going to happen though, right?
But then you make someone fall in love or become accustomed to something, and that falls away. You've got to, don't, they're just saying, start off the relationship being authentic, and that doesn't start these little mountains that, you know, out of a molehill. Like one little thing, she takes a dump, and then she buys organic, bring to me, and then all these little molehills just blow up, and so he needs to say, get the hell out of here while I'm taking a shower.
From the beginning, have some kind of boundaries. Look, that's part of the fun for the female, right? She's got to mold you a little bit. Starts with the clothes. Then, you know, he goes into the buddies like, I don't like so-and-so. You shouldn't hang out with him.
You won't see him anymore.
Nope. You'll do it. You'll bend over backwards for her, and you'll tell the guy, look, man, I know we've been buddies forever, but she don't like you.
See, that's another thing. I scroll back down. Somebody mentioned this about Tinder, too. Like, one of the other, I was talking about the different niches that you have to fall in to match up or whatever.
Different tiers.
The vaccination question is still on there, which I'm kind of shocked by that.
I'm not.
Vaccinated?
No, I had to keep my job. Oh. I'm saying I'm not shocked
not
by
true.
It.
Yeah, not true. No, 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 no.
It was strongly encouraged to get it.
All companies were strongly encouraging it for a small lull of a time.
You didn't want to not get it.
But I'm just like, I guess people are out. That's another thing. If you don't appeal to me on this, you know, level of whatever, like, oh, good. She sometimes smokes. She drinks socially on the weekends. Cannabis, yes.
Drinks socially, my ass. You know what that means?
Well, they have an every night option on there.
Gosh.
And then there's the vaccination questions. I'm like, so you're checking off all these boxes. All right, I like this person. But they're unvaccinated.
You know what I was thinking is...
And I know the answer to that is yes. P.S. how people are swiping on.
If you went to a different app...
I ain't, no. Nope.
Well, sometimes you might see the same people.
Oh, see,
same circles might just go to different apps and just run them all.
Yeah. There's a connection there. That's wild.
That's somebody wild. Listen. Somebody heard it and figured it out.
No, you can't. You can't.
I mean,
because I had somebody related to me, not in a weird way, but they were like, I wonder if I can just find you on there, and they couldn't. But
because you can't search, right?
I blocked contacts. And I have a new phone number, so if you could search by phone number, you couldn't even do that.
I don't think you can search, right? Just under the parameters of what you want.
Yeah, so you'd have to know exactly what I was looking for to try to find it.
Like brunette, one boob bigger than the other.
Then that's where I was like, just quit being a P word and DM me. But then women are like, I don't want to go to you, and that seems like I'm just out there and easy. It's like, no, it doesn't. It sounds like it's 2025.
It's going to be feast or famine with that app. You're going to come in here with, like, you know, tons of requests and...
Oh, I get on that other side, it'll be fist or famine. Now, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm doing headlines. Am I right with that?
Yes, sir. You got a big stack.
All right. There's something about Americans, and I'm talking about most of you. The average American, this hasn't changed for a long, long time. See if it's changed for you. I'll tell you what it is next. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy,
on how big she is now,
and Paige,
on making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.